When you need expert help and advice on issues affecting your business, NFU Cymru, we're here for you.
Farmers Guardian is proud to work alongside the Rock and Roll Farming Podcast. For all the latest news and features from across the ag industry, head to fginsight.com. You'll also find a wide variety of advice pieces to help you and your farming business flourish.
Want to get to know the people who produce the food that you eat? This is the place. Step this way and welcome to Rock and Roll Farming. Rock and Roll Farming is proud to be part of the Farm and Rural Ag Network. For more great agriculture-related podcasts and vlogs, please visit farmruralag.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this special Rock and Roll Farming podcast. I'm your host, Will Evans, and this morning I'm heading up to Caernarfon in North West Wales to talk to dairy farmer and NFU Cymru Deputy President, Aled Jones. Aled, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. The weather's not very good outside, but I'm quite cheerful here in the kitchen. It's nice and warm.
Yeah, winter's well and truly arrived in Wales today, hasn't it?
Well, yes. After what we had, Wednesday? We had a glorious summer's day on Wednesday, yeah. And now it's really, really rough here.
Yeah.
But hey-ho, that's weather, isn't it, for
that's
you?
That's right. So, Aled, tell us a bit about your farm. You're an eighth-generation farmer, aren't you?
Well, yes, my father told me that I was the eighth generation. I never asked him to prove it, but I wouldn't doubt him, though. Farming's been in my blood, from when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. That's all I wanted to do was farm. Uh-huh. And, it's a funny thing, isn't it, when you have it in your genes, really, that you want to be a farmer and want to look after animals and grow grass and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So you're a dairy farmer. How many cows do you milk?
There's about 450 cows here. Okay. We started off with, my father started off with six Welsh Blacks. And that's, on the hill farm in Trawsfynydd.
Yeah.
We were there until 1963. Mm-hmm. I moved down here in 63 and grew the herd to 66 cows, Welsh Blacks milking. And then gradually converted to Friesian, and then Friesian to Holstein. So it's been a progression from there, really. But the old cows, the old girls, there's nothing comparison to what we have now, really.
No. And you sell your milk to Tomlinson's Dairies, which is just up the road from me.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Well, we've been selling them for quite a number of years by now.
Yeah. Okay. So the Welsh Government consultation paper, Brexit and Our Land, which you will know it like the back of your hand by now, I'm sure. First of all, let's start on a positive. What's good about it?
Well, what's good about it is that farmers have woken up and they really stood up, and made notes really of what's within the consultation. Mm-hmm. I was fearful when the consultation came out that people would just sort of sleepwalk into new policies. But I've been really, really encouraged by the number of people that have come out to meetings. We've had road shows around Wales, very well attended, and then we've had county meetings, well attended again, and people are getting involved in the discussion, and I'm pleased about that, really. At least we're talking about it now and really thinking of new ideas of what we need to do in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what are you encouraged by in the paper itself?
Well, I suppose a recognition that we need to be productive. Mm-hmm. There's a point in there in investment measures in productivity and efficiencies. Mm-hmm. That's encouraging, because we continually want to strive ahead and innovate and mm-hmm. invest. And I suppose there's appreciation as well of that we must be rewarded for caring for the environment.
Yeah,
those are okay. I have no problems with those at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and on the flip side, then what's bad about it? Is there anything that particularly concerned you in there?
Well, sadly, there's more on the negative side than on the positive side. So the balance is not particularly even at the moment. Mm-hmm. So the negatives, really, is the lack of appreciation that, you know, farmers live in a very volatile environment, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, any dairy farm will tell you that, you know, 2 years ago we were struggling with 12, 15 pence a litre. Mm-hmm. Then you can, you know, change to 30 pence very quickly. Likewise, the trade in lamb and beef is also very volatile. It's a difficult environment to live with. And, you know, trade, cost of feed and fertilizer, those sort of things, you know, they're governed by world trade, tariffs, the exchange rates, and all these things which are out of our control. And, excuse me. So having to cope with these is, you know, is a daily struggle. And so historically, we've had an underlying BPS payment, which has really cushioned some of these shocks in the system. Now, within the consultation, of course, it talks about scrapping direct payments completely. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's a big, big, big threat. And, you know, from the outset, when Welsh Government said, you know, well, change is inevitable, you know, we can't have more of the same. Mm-hmm. So NFU Cymru set about thinking of what we want for the future. And fair play, we put quite a lot of work in, and we got involved in Brexit roundtables with the Welsh Government as well. And so we'd had the vision where we had three cornerstones, basically, you know, which had the foundation of a future policy. One of them, of course, was, I mentioned earlier, investments, you know, to increase productivity and efficiencies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a given. Likewise, you know, we've embraced the environment. You know, there's 1.5 million acres involved in Glastia schemes in Wales, you know, and, you know, farmers have shown a big commitment to those schemes. And mm-hmm. so, and I'm glad about that. And we take our environment, you know, credentials very seriously. Yeah. But the one that was missing, this is the big one, really. We said that something was needed in a future policy which would stabilise farming in periods of volatility. And we mentioned that volatility or stability measures. I prefer to call it stability measures now, which really is another word of calling BPS, I suppose. But we need to realise how fundamental a measure, you know, similar to the BPS, has been really to make sure that farmers have been able to, you know, go through the really difficult periods mm-hmm. and come out of the other end and still produce food. Now, it's been a real struggle at times. We've been thinking long and hard, you know, if we want to maintain good, positive food production in Wales, farmers need to be able to be supported to come through these difficult periods.
Do you think that what they've proposed in the scheme is workable? And do you think they can deliver it? Do you think the idea of what they've said is okay, but are you sceptical that they can deliver the proposal?
Well, yeah, I think the ideas are okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and targeted investment measures, mm-hmm. That's okay. And, you know, the aspiration of, you know, providing that we, you know, are rewarded for caring for the environment. But mm-hmm. sadly, there's talk in the consultation of, you know, having to go the extra mile and lack of appreciation of what we've done existingly with some people who've been involved in environmental schemes for 25 years. And, mm-hmm. and you know, they've taken land out of production. They've maintained lots of hedgerows, you know, really, really tidy. And I'm, you know, really proud when I travel through Wales to see how really well kept it is.
Yeah.
And fair play, that a lot of that down is to, you know, these schemes like Glastia, Tir Cynnal, Tir Gofal in the past. My worry, and I've got a little bit of experience on this, is when when governments operate, you know, investment schemes or grant schemes, they can be very, very cumbersome.
Yeah.
They're very slow. They don't seem to be able to have the staffing, you know, capabilities to deal with them. Mm-hmm. They seem to overcomplicate things. The time scale stretches out. It can become very complicated in terms of preparation, and the whole scheme seems to be very clunky.
Yeah.
So if there is talk of developing new schemes, that's the worry that I have.
Yeah.
And I would really ask governments, you know, to come to us, really. And we've, I think we've told them several times before, you know, how difficult it is to operate within these schemes. And before they launch anything, they really, really should come to farming and farming unions and listen to us and consult with us and work with us, and don't announce anything until we've actually worked it through ourselves, you know, around the table. You can see it's, you know, we can work it quite seamlessly without having difficulties.
Yeah.
Because it does cause a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
You know, farmers saying, oh, dear me, more red tape, more difficulties. And a lot of farmers, those who voted for Brexit, you know, said, well, they wanted less red tape.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned, you know,
too.
Because the track record would tell me that we'd probably get more of the same, sadly. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want it to be that way, but that's the way that I see it.
Yeah. Are you worried about the short-term future for the Welsh farming industry after Brexit?
Well, I am. I am very, very concerned. Because, mm-hmm. You know, farming is a long-term industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, decisions that I take today have implications in 4 or 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Likewise, you know, when you put the ram to the sheep, you know, the lambs are born next spring and marketed next spring and summer. You know, it's a big time scale to make decisions upon.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are facing at the moment, it's the huge uncertainty that we face that I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
You know, had we had 2 years and then we knew we'd had discussions and we had decisions made 2 years or 3 years ago, and then we knew, you know, on the 29th of March, this is what happens, that would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, 29th of March is looming and nobody knows what's happening. And that's a big, big, big concern to me.
Yeah. So why is it so vital that farmers do take the time to reply to the consultation?
Well, yeah, we've been encouraging farmers around the country to, you know, to take the time to think long and hard and to read the questions, you know, to think about the implications, you know, and their systems and the wider economy, you know, the culture of Wales. You know, we've got a really, really strong brand in Wales, and we want to grow that, really, and be positive about it and be proud of it.
Yeah.
Now, for that reason, I've been encouraging farmers around Wales, and we've been doing it, you know, consistently. So do get involved. Look at the questions. Think, you know, construct your own answers. You know, think of the implications. Try and be positive as well, because if you're, you know, if you're ambitious, and, you know, mention that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact, you know, that, you know, the successes that you've had, you know, mention that. There's something that really peeves me in the consultation where it says that CAP hasn't delivered for Wales.
Mm.
But, you know, we've got really some fantastic farms in Wales,
mm-hmm.
you know, really at the top edge of the, you know, of the productivity, you know, growing really good grass, productive, efficient, good cow keepers, you know, investing in genetics and sheep breeding. You know, we've got to be proud of what we've achieved in the past. And, I'm a little bit annoyed when they say that we haven't delivered, you know, productivity in terms of Wales. So anyway, let's mention, you know, that we've got a lot of things that we can shout about and not, you know, play ourselves down at all by a long distance.
Yeah. And there's a few different ways that farmers can respond, isn't there?
Well, yes. Well, we in New Cymru, our front page on the website, mm-hmm. you can go on that. You don't have to be a member even. You can just log on. And we've set about a pro forma that you can make use of. Now then, there are questions there. You can, you know, click and paste, you know, if you want to use one of the, you know, the answers given already, or within the boxes, you can dictate your own views, or in addition even. Mm. And it's a really simple way of doing it.
It is.
So I've been telling people, no, take the time, think about it. Don't, whatever you do, I've been telling them, don't leave it until the 29th of October. And they, oh dear, I haven't responded. Mm. So the big, big call is to get people to respond. On top of which, when John Davies and myself and other officials on the NFU Cymru will be facing Welsh Government after this consultation, we will be far better armed if we go to those table meetings, knowing full well that a lot of our members have responded, you know, a good positive response. I would like to see thousands of response, you know, coming from farming and farming individuals. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt about it, you know, since the Brexit decision, the referendum, everybody and their aunt has an opinion on agriculture. And let's face it, you know, there are people who have nothing to do with farming, but yet they want to tell us how farming should operate. It's okay to an extent because we've got to listen.
Yeah.
But I think we've got to be respected as well because we are farming every day in a really awful day like it is outside today into the scorching weather that we had during the summer. And we had to keep on farming. We had to feed our animals. You know, we've got to go outside now and, you know, we're driving rain, horizontal rain. And, you know, let's give farmers the respect because, you know, they work through some really difficult conditions. And, you know, we are the ones that have to actually do the work. Let's face it, you know, because we manage the land. Mm. We are the farmers on the land. You know, we've got generations of experience. So I hope that when government, you know, looks at the consultation, the responses, they will give us our due, you know, and the respect that we deserve.
Yeah.
Not that I want to, you know, disregard other comments, but you know, let's keep it in balance. Let's have a constructive discussion, you know, to go forward.
Mm.
But that big word respect has to be there as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right then, Aled. Well, thank you for taking the time for talking to us on this morning. I will no doubt bump into you soon.
Well, can't we continue these discussions because it's far better than having to go out into the wind and the rain.
yeah. Just before we close, what's it like working with John Davies at NFU Cymru as president? Is he more of a Barack Obama or a Donald Trump, would you say?
He's neither of either. But John, he has passion. He's unstoppable with passion.
Yeah.
And he's got drive and ambition. You wouldn't believe it. He's untiring. I'm surprised, really. I sometimes feel I'm only fit enough to hold his coat tails. You know, you really have to catch on with him.
Yeah.
We work very well together, and it's a real pleasure. And the way that he operates, you know, he's got a big understanding. He's a very sharp mind. You know, you get him into a discussion and a debate, and he's seen through the debate very quickly.
Mm.
And fair play. I'm really, I've got a lot of respect for him.
Absolutely. All right then, Aled. Thank you again. And
it's a pleasure.
And hopefully speak to you soon. And to everyone at home, thanks for listening and see you next time. I've been Will Evans. This has been Rock and Roll Farming. Thank you and good night.